Welcome to the Automated Daily Hacker News Edition, the podcast created by Generative AI, where we delve into the latest tech trends, innovations, and insights from the hacker community. Today is April 15th, 2024, and I'm your host, Trend Teller. Let's explore the fascinating world of technology and how it's shaping our future. Kicking things off, we dive into the realm of Emacs, a highly customizable text editor that's a favorite among programmers. A recent discussion highlights an ingenious method for sharing references to Emacs' built-in documentation. By using ELISP expressions, users can effortlessly navigate to specific sections of the manual, enhancing collaboration and learning within the Emacs community. In the cutting-edge field of semiconductor technology, researchers have developed a groundbreaking photonic crystal surface-emitting laser, or PCSEL. This laser boasts unparalleled brightness that's capable of melting steel and holds promise for revolutionizing industries from manufacturing to automotive. Its unique photonic crystal structure allows for precise control of light, opening doors to future applications in nuclear fusion and space exploration. Turning our attention to renewable energy, grid-forming inverters are being celebrated as a pivotal advancement for integrating solar and wind power into our electrical grids. A recent incident in Kauai demonstrated their critical role in maintaining grid stability during power disruptions. These inverters are key to our transition towards a sustainable, carbon-neutral energy system, balancing the grid with high levels of renewable sources. For Emacs enthusiasts, Diego Zamboni shares his journey in beautifying org mode, a tool for keeping notes, maintaining to-do lists, and project planning. Zamboni's tips on configuring visual elements in Emacs can significantly enhance the user experience, making coding and writing more visually appealing and organized. In a remarkable feat of software engineering, a portable version of Python has been created using Cosmopolitan libc. This allows Python to run across various operating systems without modification. The project addresses challenges such as function redeclarations and performance optimization, paving the way for more versatile and portable applications. From the hillsides of eastern Nepal, we learn about Arjeli, a shrub now being used to produce yen notes in Japan. This trade highlights a unique economic relationship, turning a previously undervalued resource into a vital component of one of the world's strongest currencies. In the job market, Recall.ai is on the lookout for a back-end engineer. This role offers the chance to work on a universal API for meeting bots, leveraging technologies like Rust and Django. It's an opportunity to contribute to a product that captures crucial data from platforms like Zoom and Microsoft Teams. For Mac users, a comparison between Thunderbolt and USB 4 ports reveals significant performance differences, especially on Apple Silicon Macs. Understanding these distinctions is crucial for optimizing external storage solutions, with USB 4 on Apple Silicon showing potential for superior data transfer speeds. In a move towards digital sovereignty, the German state of Schleswig-Holstein plans to transition to open-source software, starting with LibreOffice. This decision aims to enhance data protection and reduce dependency on proprietary solutions, marking a significant step for open-source advocacy in Europe. Framework, known for its modular laptops, faces challenges with software and firmware updates. Despite delays, the company is committed to resolving these issues, aiming to improve the user experience and uphold its promise of repairability and upgradability. An archaeological discovery in Italy unveils five ancient canoes in an underwater village, shedding light on advanced maritime technology and a sophisticated trade network in the Mediterranean 7,000 years ago. This finding underscores the ingenuity of ancient civilizations and their contributions to maritime history. Lastly, WireViz emerges as a handy tool for documenting cables, wiring harnesses, and connector pinouts. By converting plain text into detailed diagrams, WireViz simplifies the design and documentation process for engineers and hobbyists alike, supporting a wide range of customization options. That wraps up today's episode of the Automated Daily Hacker News Edition. We've journeyed through the latest in technology, from Emacs shortcuts to groundbreaking lasers, renewable energy advancements, and ancient maritime technology. Remember, links to all stories can be found in the episode notes. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you in the next episode, where we continue to explore the pulse of technology and innovation.